Hello, this is Pastor Milton Cornegay of the Central Baptist Church in Syracuse, New York, your pastor for the day. Permit me to share with you a couple of activities involved in real discipleship. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're going to be a true disciple involved in real discipleship, you must begin by taking on the yoke of Jesus Christ. In Matthew 11, verses 18 through 20, the Bible says this, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." In real discipleship, there's the classroom where we can learn the truth about life's issues and how to apply God's truth to those issues. We learn together, then we get in the yoke together, and challenge each other to live right. As we seek to make disciples of those in our circles of influence, we observe in Matthew 11, verses 18 to 20, that the Lord gave us two great symbols of commitment. In his day, both were made of wood. One was the cross, and the other was the yoke. The cross is a symbol of submission, and the yoke is a symbol of service. It is only when we put the cross and the yoke together that we have a true picture of real discipleship. A real disciple of Jesus Christ must be ready for a cross, which is the most painful form of capital punishment in the ancient world. Disciples of Jesus Christ must be ready to suffer the loss of popularity, the loss of possessions, and the like, in order to yoke with Jesus and become more like him. The cross is also a symbol for the sacrifice of self in discipleship, which means disciples of Jesus Christ must willingly die to self and die to the world in order to be loyal to Christ as a disciple. Once a disciple is firmly settled, loyal to his master, he will then serve that master with wholehearted devotion. He will get in the yoke with Jesus and serve faithfully. Another activity involved in real discipleship is that we must continue in the Word of God. Real discipleship involves those who have truly believed the word to which they are exposed, and they continue to believe. Everybody who attends a church service every Sunday is not necessarily a disciple involved in discipleship. Everyone who goes to a Bible class is not necessarily a disciple involved in discipleship. True disciples are those who continue to follow him, who continue to obey his word, believe in God's word to be true, even though sometimes they don't fully understand it. This has been Pastor Milton Cornegay of the Central Baptist Church in Syracuse, New York, your pastor for the day.